Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. Today we're here with Charlie and Dixie and Jason Nash. What a great pairing.
names that are synonymous, the three of us.
Three biggest names in entertainment. Before you guys came in here, we were going to do this whole bit because you guys walked in with a security guard. So we're going to do this whole bit where we're going to test to see how good your security was. Jason was going to pull out these nunchucks and then Joe was going to pull out a gun and he was going to shoot Jason with a paintball gun three times, but your team like vetoed it and we didn't want to tell Joe, so he still pulled out the gun. but then we thought it'd be a good idea just to completely get rid of that bit as a whole.
But so, like a minute before we started, I ran over to Joe and I was like, did you get the text? And he's like, no, I don't have my phone. Am I still shooting you? And I was like, no, don't shoot me.
Like, it was like a text from Natalie, like, it's a hard no. Do not pull out gun. So, okay, yeah. But you did walk in with one security guard, which is normal. That makes sense. But my question is, who does he protect? There's two of you. Does it go by followers? Does it go by, is it engagement or is it who has the better post that day?
Yeah, whoever posts the most for that week gets security.
So who's getting security right now?
I think Charlie. Yeah.
Hell yeah. So Dixie, if someone comes running at you,
I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, right on. Well, guys, if you're watching this, Dixie's the easy target if you want to kidnap her.
But you're the badass out of the two anyway, right? Sort of.
100%.
I mean, compared to me, anyone's a badass. So
right.
Yeah. I feel like
I've only cried on live once. So I've done it like five times.
Dixie, we met a while ago. Mm-hmm. Why are you making that face?
No,
bro. These two walked in here so fucking nervous.
Yeah,
and they still kind of are. But like, you guys walked in here, didn't make a single sound. Like, not a sound. What? Why?
Okay, so you know, like we group.
Wait,
FaceTime.
Dixie, the mic. Put it
you
closer.
You gotta draw that closer. Yeah.
So Dixie's like, so you know. We gotta get our boom mic.
So we group FaceTimed last night, and then after our FaceTime, Charlie and I FaceTimed, and we were both freaking out. Like, we both met you before, but we were freaking out.
Wait, what?
You're David Dobrik.
We grew up, like, watching you. Like, I watched you every day before school. Like, I've seen all of your vlogs.
That's the sweetest thing. I just can't wrap my head around it. It was so funny because we have to, like, book celebs for this show, and, like, it's so hard booking people. Wait, what was that face? That you guys aren't...
We're TikTokers.
No, okay. I was going to say that too because that's something I have like a serious problem with. You guys are actual celebs. And I know you don't want to say it, but that's what you guys are. I'll get into that later. Anyway, we got to book celebs for the show and like we'll be on the phone with their like manager and their publicist. And it was so funny because I texted you guys. I was like, are you guys around tomorrow? And you and Charlie, you just group FaceTimed us. And Charlie's like fixing her hair. Dixie's like, are you free tomorrow, Char? And she's like, well, I'm just going to have to ask mom, but I think I'm good. It's such a casual approach. But you came over with Addison, Dixie. And you guys were – Addison told me this. I didn't know this. But when you guys went to the bathroom – like, you guys were playing it super cool in front of us. But then Addison said when you guys went to the bathroom, you guys had, like, a freak out that you guys were there.
I didn't know, like, how to act. I was absolutely losing my mind.
Are you fucking serious?
I was freaking out.
When we were all hanging out, we went to, like, Saddle Ranch or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was crazy. Addison was just like, we never told you this because we were embarrassed. But we went into the bathroom and we just had, like, a little panic attack.
Joe and I did that when we came over to your house for the first
time. Yeah, when you guys, holy shit.
We went to the bathroom and held hands. Look, it's David.
What are you guys doing for school right now?
I graduated high school.
Charlie?
And do you want the actual answer, the answer that my parents want everyone else to hear?
The one everyone to hear.
Right now, I'm working a lot, so it's obviously hard to fit everything in.
Now give me the bullshit one.
I'm failing every class. but it's not my fault. I didn't know. I thought it was like a flexible school where I didn't have to like...
Try.
I'm doing an extreme school curriculum, so it's like 6 classes a day. And I just...
That's normal.
No. I'm also working a full-time job.
She's working more than anybody her age.
So we're figuring out the new school thing. But I was trying really, really hard, and things just kind of got a little bit ahead of me, as it did with most kids who are doing online school right now. So
I was talking to my brother. He does online school. He's 11 years old. I don't know. I said, I don't know. And I was like, I was so curious on like how he makes friends. And they just moved to a brand new, like they just moved to California. But like all my siblings are starting a new school, but it's all on Zoom. So I was like, how the hell do you make any friends? And he was like, well, I just met this guy named Rishi. And I've hung out with him twice. And I was like, how did you meet him? And he's like, well, don't tell our mom. But Rishi just emailed a bunch of people. And I just ended up responding to him and was like, I'm down to hang out because I just needed a friend. And I was like, is he in your class? And he's like, no, he goes to a different school. But I told our mom that I met him in Zoom class because I didn't want her to get mad at me. That's crazy. Like, that's how
Rishi's 35.
It's so strange. And as he was telling me this story, I'm like writing in my notes for the podcast. I'm like, tells mom he met him in class, and he's over my shoulder and he goes, why are you writing this down? I was like, oh, dang, busted. But I think that's so crazy that the Zoom school makes no sense to me.
I have to do Zoom PE. Oh, actually.
What?
How does Zoom PE work?
I don't do it on Zoom. I don't have a teacher, but like I have to do requirements for PE, but like no one's watching.
Yeah, that's what my kids, they don't have.
Zoom PE? What do you mean? You have to do push-ups in front of your laptop?
No, they ask you. They go, did you do the push-ups? And then my kids go, yeah, we did it.
Oh,
but they don't.
My brother, I shouldn't say this because he'll get in trouble, but like, you know, you can cheat on tests, right? But like the way they do it is if you're cheating on your own computer, they can notice that on Zoom. Like they can see that you're visiting another website or something that you're cheating. So he'll have his iPad in his lap and he's put
you can say this.
Yeah, I can. He's 11. What is he going to get in trouble for? And he
cheating.
Put...
Cheating.
And he
gets
put,
expelled from his new school because of you.
Okay, maybe I'll just bleep out what I just said. But he puts a clear tape over his camera.
Yeah.
So it looks like his camera's blurry. So his teachers have no idea what's going on. And like, wow. That's so cool because the teacher can't be like, go buy a better camera. Because that'd just be like so insensitive of the teacher, like assuming that he has enough money to buy a new camera. So he just like pretends his camera's busted in order so like the teacher doesn't know what he's doing.
Toby's crafty. He's crazy.
He's so creative, man.
Wow.
He's meeting friends on email. The guy's so out of his time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is the craziest money you've ever made? I'm not saying amount, but I'm just saying like I'll give you my example. I got a call once and this kid was having his 16th birthday party. And this guy's like, hey, this family wants you out there. They have $10,000 in cash. Can you just show up? And I was like, fuck yeah. Like it was in Glendale. I had to drive up like 25 minutes to go to this kid's birthday for 2 hours. Jay, you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Jay was with me and Jay just came for free because he's nice. And we were there and we were there for like an hour and a half. And I was like, I was just going to go. I'm going to go now. Thank you for having me. And they were so sweet. And then the dad walks up to me and he's like, can you just stay for 30 more minutes? I got $4,000 more. I'll just give it to you real quick. And he slid it into my hand and I was like, fucking great. And I stayed there for another 40 minutes and another hour, and then he kept coming back up until I made like $24,000 that night. That was the craziest paycheck I've ever gotten for something so stupid.
So there's this well, the funny thing is this about
they have so many deals they have to check with each other. American Eagle or Lululemon?
Yeah.
So there was this guy that said, hey, we'll pay you X amount of money to do a call with my kids. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm sorry. Like, if I'm not meeting your kids in person, like, it just feels wrong of me to, like, take your money. And, like, right. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. We actually ended up running into them. And the dad was feeling very excited to just hand us stacks of cash. And half of it was like Canadian US dollars cash. And half of it was Canadian cash. And it felt so weird because
we went up to their hotel room. This guy was like, follow me, just come up to your to our hotel room, I have cash. So we went,
and
of course,
but it was with my mom and my friend's mom, so it wasn't like.
And this is This is a guy that reached out to you before, so it wasn't like some complete stranger.
Yeah,
right.
And we went up and met his kids, and he gave us cash.
How much cash?
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, you stuck to your principles, Charlie. Okay. You waited.
Yeah, but I felt a lot better because I did want to meet them in person. Yeah. I followed her, and she's super cute.
I've realized with like doing this is those people like will be offended if you don't take their money.
When I met them, it wasn't nearly as much as they like had offered me. But I was like, I don't care. Like if I met your kids, like I would make a video with them. Like I have no problem with that. That's what I do. That's why I'm here. Like, I don't know. It just feels so weird.
But when I watch, like, especially when you guys, like, first started blowing up the most, and before the pandemic, when you guys were, like, out and about everywhere, like, the most exhausting thing was when people would come up to you, they wouldn't just ask for a picture. They'd ask for a full-blown fucking TikTok. Mm. And I was like, dude, I'm so happy that I didn't come up on a platform where, like, I have to do, like, 30 TikTok dances a day. And you're such fucking good sports about it. I've seen you do the Renegade on maybe 3,000 different accounts. Mm-hmm. Like, it's – including mine. I have asked you to do the Renegade. Like, it's – yeah. How do you do that? You're just like, I got to do it.
I mean, that's kind of why I've been able to – get where I am. So it's like,
right,
what are you gonna do, say no?
It's like they made you tune a factory. You guys are too sweet. The craziest paparazzi video I've ever seen of you guys, I'm sorry I'm bringing this up, but it's I just think it's so funny because the guy was crazy. He goes, oh my god, you're beautiful. Do you know? That was fucking insane.
I was so butthurt for the rest of the night. I was like, that was so mean.
Charlie, that shouldn't have gotten to you because that guy was insane. He goes, what does he say?
He says to my mom, he says, oh, you're so beautiful. No one gives a fuck who you are. And I was like.
No, but it's like, he goes, oh my god, you're so beautiful. And then as she's saying thank you, like he cuts her off at the U and he goes, no one gives a fuck. And it's like, what like, the hell? It's wow. Like crazy.
I talked about it probably like 5 times that night.
Yeah, you were upset.
So I was like, I can't believe he said that to me.
I've seen you on like Hollywood Fix and stuff, and you're always just firing it away. Yeah. You're always saying whatever, which is great.
That's why you guys are such an interesting duo. It's like, you guys are literally fire and ice. Like, you got, like, Charlie's just the sweet one, and then Dixie's the one that comes from the back, be like, no, fuck you.
Like, I feel like that's my job as an older sister, to kind of be like the punching bag a little bit. So I'd rather take it than her.
I mean, I was going through my saved TikToks from the beginning of TikTok, and there was so many comments of TikToks made about me that were like, hate TikToks. And Dixie's just like, hey, like, shut up. You can't say that. Like, that's my sister. Like, that's so messed up. There was like 30 of them. And I'm glad she doesn't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah. Are there moments where you have to calm Dixie down? Like, where she gets fired up and she's like, I'm about to whoop somebody's ass?
There's been a lot of times where I've had to be like, it's fine. Like, we're good. I'm okay. But she's a big sister. That's her job. If I didn't have that, I think I would be a very different person.
Wow, that's really sweet. Dixie, I actually got you a gift. I know that you're on the aggressive side. And I know that, no, that's not that bad. I bought you your own sword. And I thought it'd be perfect because, you know, you have a lot of people. You got to protect your sister. You got to protect the family.
You terrify me.
Huh? It's not really real, but. And then, Charlie, I also got you this because I didn't want you to feel left out. I got you some slime.
Wait, do you want to know what I was doing before I got here?
What?
Playing with Orbeez. Like, this is my favorite. I love stuff like this.
We called your people to see, like, what you guys liked. And Christian was like...
A sword?
The sword was my touch. But Christian was like, yeah, Charlie just loves slime. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And he's like, yeah, I mean, she's She's 16. I was like, I guess you're right.
What do you guys think when like you go out to dinner and the Hollywood fixes there? Or like one time I saw a video of you, Charlie, it was like you were just eating for like 35 minutes. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Bro,
it was just you eating.
It's just Charlie downing like a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
and it gets like pretty good views actually.
Yeah, oh, better than my videos.
Bro, it does. Yeah. It does like twice your videos.
There was a time over the summer, because we know Fletcher a little bit. He's a nice guy. Yeah, like he's super sweet.
Oh, I remember this.
There was a time over the summer where he was doing a lot of videos of the Hype House and you guys, and we were all like, we should just stop making videos.
Hold on, not we were all like, Jason and Joe. Jason and Joe were like, yo, you want to go stand outside Sal Ranch and record people walking, record people eating? And like, it's crazy how you could like do that now. Like, that's like, if I first moved to LA, like, I'm thinking about it like logically, and I wanted to get like my YouTube career started, I'd be a kid right outside of Sad Ranch and just waiting for Charlie or Dixie to walk by, and I'd crack a joke and use them as my thumbnail. It's just so crazy how like that's like the new thing now. It's like, when's the last time you guys were grounded?
I've only been grounded once.
I don't really do anything to get grounded.
I mean, I get that. My kids, they've never been grounded.
Right. That's the most ridiculous thing. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
What did you do to get grounded?
I snuck out of the house.
Oh, that's not even that bad.
It was, like, I didn't even do anything wrong, but I think my parents just, like, let's be parents for once.
Right. At this point, now you guys are doing so well. Are you guys able to ground your parents?
Definitely not.
I mean, we still get in trouble every day.
No, we get in trouble. It's just like, now what are they gonna do? Like, they can't take our phones. Like, that's how I work.
We're gonna ruin my business.
And that was really the only thing that they did.
Charlie, give me your phone. Yeah. Well, then how are we gonna pay rent this month? your boyfriend.
Oh.
Your boyfriend Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, say it. You're already laughing.
That he's obsessed with you.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I have some of his DMs that he's DM'd me. November 11th. Hey, I'm in LA if you ever want to hang out. December 24th. Yo, January 4th. Hey, January 9th. Did you just feel that earthquake? Crazy. Hope you're safe. January 17th. Still in LA if you're free.
Wait, are these real?
January 23rd. Hey, man, saw someone in a Tesla and it made me think of you. Lol. January 30th. You've seen the new WandaVision episode yet?
Okay, these aren't real.
No, damn it. That one wasn't dated correctly, Natalie. Oh, damn it. Yeah.
I totally believe that.
They were pretty good though,
like,
huh?
I was thinking, I was like, why didn't he unsend the ones?
Why did he keep all these off? Hold on. Let me read another one. January 1st. I carved mine and Dixie's name in a tree, but you guys have the same initials, so don't tell her, but it's meant for you. He actually did really send this one just now. It's, I heard Dixie's coming on the show today. I'll be outside in the car if you want to come get me. I'm kidding.
I really thought that was real. I was like, oh, poor thing.
No way he would ever do that. I've only seen one DM from him, and I was going to respond, but like, I just didn't know what to say. I got nervous, honestly. Oh,
well, he's like obsessed with both of you guys.
Really?
Oh. Like, when you notice him...
Yeah.
Like when I guess you guys did something and in the kitchen and you said his name, he like freaked out.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember.
You said his name in the kitchen?
Yeah, he walked in and I was like, yo, Noah, back. I was like, whoa. And he was like, oh my god, he's like, I can't believe Jason Nash knows who I am.
Damn, Jay, how fucking cool is that? That younger people think you're cool.
You wanna hear something?
Nice.
Really,
they're all
cool?
Nice kids.
What happened?
So, a few years before I started TikTok, you guys were doing the Views tour. And I went to New York, and I went to the one that you went to in New York. And I got the shirt, and I wore that in some of, like, my first
ever
TikToks.
Wait, what?
Which one? In the little room?
Wait, Charlie, you
exactly
went to a View show?
Yeah, and I had a shirt with your two faces on it.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here. So shit, swear jar. You went, really? You came to the actual show? Oh, I didn't know it was like that at all.
Charlie,
how
bad
was it?
I thought you were just...
How bad was it? Be honest.
No, I thought it was really funny.
Okay.
My friend took me. It was super, super cool.
Oh, so you were just doing it as a favor.
No, I mean, I watched. I wouldn't have gone if I didn't care.
What?
But I thought that was funny.
Dixie, did you watch any of our stuff, or did you... You
know? I watched the vlogs, not podcasts.
So did you listen to the podcast?
No. I just liked you guys.
Wow, and now you're here.
Yep.
That's great, Charlie. Can
Dixie,
I borrow...
Dixie, what was that face? Like, you're regretting this shit.
So scared.
Charlie, that's really great. Can I borrow $175,000?
You owe us for that show. You dance with your idol. which was really cool. Jennifer Lopez. I didn't want to bring this up, but I actually did. I did a campaign with Jennifer Lopez. So I've also worked with Jennifer Lopez.
I sound a little jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just letting you know that I also did something. I went. You know, I actually went to the Super Bowl with her.
Yeah, but she danced. She danced with her
like, at the Super Bowl last year.
That sounds like work to me. I was just there enjoying the Super Bowl. So if
I mean, next time we do our like weekly. Brunch, we can...
With
weekly?
J-Lo.
We can.
We have, like, meetings. We'll invite
you. You have a weekly meeting with J-Lo?
No. But you see she wrote about me for my Time 100 Next article?
Dude. What did she say?
She Charlie's said, a really... No, she was so nice. And she's actually...
J-Lo? That's her one quote from Jennifer Lopez?
Charlie was, She wrote a lot. I was actually... When I saw that, I was like, there's no way that this is real. But that was really cool.
Do you understand that? Like, do you guys get that? That you guys are, like... household names now? Like, isn't that weird?
I don't think about it because it scares me.
Yeah, sometimes I get that, like, people are talking about me and I'm not there and they're talking about me behind my back and that's really weird and I don't want that to happen. Or they're like, people have pictures of me in their phone and that creeps me out sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's only when I, like, really think about it. And or I'm like, whoa, this is so weird.
Someone dressing up as you for Halloween.
Yeah, that was the craziest. When we noticed that too, that people would, how many people dressed up as you for Halloween?
I mean, it's not that hard. I look like every other girl with brown hair. They just bring a Dunkin' Donuts cup.
Yeah, but that's still like they're still trying to go out as you. That's pretty insane.
Write it down for my costume next year. Dunkin' Donuts cup. It's so fucking easy. Renegade.
Have you guys ever gotten this when someone comes up to you? Does anybody ever go, "You're my biggest fan"? Does anybody ever say
that's
that?
That's happened before.
I catch that all the time. Like, someone will always walk up and be like, "You're my biggest fan." And because they'll just get nervous. And I think it's the funniest thing. And I never correct anybody because I just feel bad. And I'm just like, yeah, I am your biggest fan. That's happened to you?
That's happened to me.
Okay, good.
Have you ever had any criers? Kids crying?
I've seen kids cry around.
Whenever people start crying in front of me, I just kind of go like,
Just tell them to stop crying.
It's okay. Like, I do TikTok. Sorry. Not that big of a deal. Please don't cry. It makes me sad.
You guys are like the new version of like the Nickelodeon and Disney stuff. You guys don't give yourselves enough credit. And I hate that. And I like really, truly, like I bring you guys up in meetings all the time. Like when I'm like breaking down like how social media works, like I always talk about how like you have like your big productions up here, you have your movies, and then you have YouTube, which is like even more stripped down. And then you have Instagram stories, which is even more stripped down. Like I think people want to see more and more raw and authentic moments. And then you have TikTok, and then you have what you guys do, which is so stripped down and so authentic that it's literally you guys in your bedroom, like no script, nothing. You guys are just having a good time, what everybody does. And that's why people love it, because it's just so fucking real and so easy to relate to. You guys do not give yourselves enough credit for doing what you do. And
and you're so good. Like when I see in your Hollywood Fix videos, you like totally let it fly. And you're just like, yeah, I don't know. I just got mad, so I just stopped posting. And it's like, wow.
Dixie, why haven't you been posting? Yeah. I don't know. I've just been watching a movie and just hanging out.
That's like the best part of you. Like I really appreciate that about you. Yeah. I wish I could be that unfiltered. Be like, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't feeling good that day.
Yeah. I try my best.
Also,
yeah.
Paparazzi doesn't approach you that often.
This is true. But when they do, I'll be ready. I'm going to pull a Dixie.
I'm going to pull a Dixie. Go fuck yourself, Hollywood Fix.
What would you want to do in like 10, I don't know, 15 years? Where would you want to be?
Dixie probably wants to run a small branch of the military.
With my sword.
With her sword.
All set.
I know it's like the stupidest question, and it's so hard.
No, I think that this is actually a great question, because if you had asked me this...
What are we in a pod?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. That's a pass answer. Thank you, Judge David.
I mean, honestly, if you asked me this 2 years ago, I would have said, well, I want to be a backup dancer for J-Lo. So, obviously, in that time...
Yeah, you got to do
it. The opportunities have changed. Like, I genuinely have no idea what my life could be like in 10 years.
This is a stupid question, actually, because when I was your age, I didn't know anything.
Yeah, so, I mean, I could... Whether it's still being a backup dancer for whoever or owning my own businesses and owning my own companies or...
The worst part is, Charlie, I hate to break this news to you, but no one's ever going to want you to be their backup dancer because you will literally steal the show. I think at this point that dream has completely sailed.
Hey, If I was an artist
and you were my backup dancer, I'd get so fucking jealous. I'd be over here singing and everyone's recording you. I'd be like, fuck this bitch. Get her off stage. I have these headphones. Charlie, since you're not an adult, I want you to put these on. They're noise canceling. We're going to talk to Dixie about some more adult stuff. So maybe you want to put those on real quick. You can't hear anything, right?
No, not at all.
No. How did you hear that? I'm going to play some music for Charlie. Okay, there we go. So, Dixie, be honest. Charlie's an asshole, right? Damn it, the music wasn't playing. Okay, I have another question for you. This one's really important. If you could...
No.
Hold on. Hey, chill. Don't fucking look under my desk. If you could be granted one wish, what would it be?
I don't want to say because it's not going to be this.
What would the wish be, Charlie?
I forgot what I put.
Yeah? It's one wish. If you could be granted one.
Oh. Is it to teleport or time travel?
No! Not according to your book. You said if I could be granted one wish, it would be that the kind people of the world would all rise to the top and spread their kindness widely. I believe in karma 100%.
I'm going to teleport.
You've changed your answer?
Yeah.
You're like, this is bullshit.
Wait, I thought you meant magical powers.
I said it's under Charlie Trivia in your book, and it's if I could be granted one wish.
Oh, I wish I could teleport.
This is crazy. Jason and I were reading through this. You didn't even notice, but I have your sticker on my laptop. Did you notice?
Aw, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
I also wrote that like almost a full year ago. My life
Charlie,
has changed
you wrote
a
this.
Lot.
Dixie wants to know why her sticker isn't there.
Yeah.
There was not a Dixie sticker.
There's no Dixie stickers in the Essentially
Make
Charlie.
Make a book. No. Ask Charlie if she's read the whole book.
Read the whole book. It's not even if she wrote the book.
Can I tell you how I wrote it? So I was on a call with the woman. So I didn't actually physically write it. I said the words, she wrote it down, and then she put it in book form. That's how it happened.
That's impressive.
It went on for a few days, and I was just like talking, and she would ask me questions, and I would be like, yeah.
That's how everybody writes these books, is like there's someone dictating, and that's really good because then you can get all your thoughts out, and they just record it, and then they write it down. Because
if I were to write it, it would come out like,
I like
too weird
social media
and posting good.
Posting good. Make me happy. J-Lo, nice. Backup dancer, please. yeah, no, that's great. I have a couple friends that I've asked. I was like, how much of it did you write? And he's like, write? I haven't fucking read the title. Like, there's a lot of people that have written these books. That,
I actually
like,
did have to go through and proofread everything because sometimes when I was on, like, the call with the woman, like, telling her everything that I wanted in it, I was like, wait, ooh, we can't put that in there. So I had to go through like a bunch of times to make sure that...
Cut out all the Dixie sucks. Dixie's a horrible sister.
It's like, do you ever get in fights with Dixie? And that's like 10 chapters of the book. Sure. Like, let me tell you.
You had to cut it out. Yeah, no, this is sick. Look at this. This is such a late night thing of me to do. Go buy Charlie's new book. All right, guys, Charlie and Dixie had to go. So we brought in the B team, the E team, the H team, Todd and Natalie.
Boo. Every kid in America, what the fuck? Where did Charlie and Dixie go? Who are these assholes?
There's like 17 TVs and laptops just broken. God damn it!
Guys, we were Todd and Natalie. Quite possibly
the cutest, the hottest couple ever.
The sexiest couple ever.
Oh my
and the
gosh.
Coolest and the funniest couple around.
I would just say the sexiest. I wouldn't even go past and do the rest of that, but I would leave it at that for sure. Todd, how is it walking around with such a hot babe like Natalie all the time?
Oh my god, this is the nicest day it's ever been to me. Let's eat this moment up. Tell
just
him,
like,
Todd.
Under my shoulder, it
makes you look better.
It's crazy. It makes me look way better.
But can you protect her? That's what I'm talking about.
Like, yeah, of course.
You could keep
mentally and physically.
Jay, pretend you're an attacker, and Todd, you show me how you would protect.
Am I about to get shot with a paintball gun?
No.
It was really funny because I was going to tell you to do it, and then I was like, I don't feel like getting shot.
Well, let's just pretend.
Fuck! I don't want to get up and get shot.
Jay, you be the attacker, and then Todd.
Okay.
Todd, show me how you look.
Shit!
Oh, my God.
Little did you know, Jay, Todd has got defense all around here, bro. And that looks like it fucking blew your back out.
Nice, Joe. But next time, remember I told you aim between the eyebrows.
Oh no, it's all blue. Fuck.
The chair?
No, it's fine. Don't touch it.
Jay, you fuck. We yell at Jay.
Oh my god.
Shoot him again.
You fucking ruined it.
No, don't touch it.
I've got to take it off.
I know, but I just don't trust your fingers.
We get pissed at Jason for bleeding on the couch. Don't you fucking
dare bleed on our white couch.
He's bleeding out. Guys, call an ambulance. I fucking knew it. I was like, let's do it to Todd. And then I was like, fuck, I don't want to get shot.
Yeah, Joe and I were secretly going to shoot you, but I knew the second I said, Jay, you be the attacker, I knew it was going to trigger something in your head. I knew you were going to go like, fuck the paintball. Jay, right when I said Jay be the attacker, he locked eyes with Joe's pocket. And inside you could just see the handle of the gun sticking out. Todd, Natalie, you guys both have had your fair share of relationships. How does this one... What do you mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Nat, you've had other relationships.
Oh, yeah, but not my fair share. I'm no Todd, okay?
Yeah, Todd, you've had the most.
You been with someone else?
Todd, how does this relationship differ than the rest?
It's...
Ew, why don't you ask this in front of me? What the
Well, first even of all, Todd?
It's just weird to hear that. First of all, it's completely different than any other relationship I've had.
This one's better?
10 times better.
Do you miss invading their relationship like you used to when you were vlogging?
I never really invaded their relationship.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I mean, you literally exposed it. You're the reason why it came to life.
Remember the giant billboard on Melrose?
Yeah, that was Natalie's idea.
Oh, what?
It wasn't my idea. It was Aaron's idea.
Oh, yeah. It was Aaron's idea to put the billboard up. But Natalie showed us the text.
Yeah, then I condoned it after I thought it was, oh, yeah, it's probably a good idea.
And then, oh, yeah, that's what got them to start dating. That's so funny. So that's what happened. Have we ever told this?
I don't know.
So the reason Todd and Natalie started dating is obviously Todd was always crushing on Natalie, and Natalie was like, I'm too good for Todd. She was playing that whole thing for a while. And then we had this idea for this billboard because Todd texted Natalie super drunk.
Honestly.
But the texts were pretty funny and embarrassing, so we're like, let's put it up on a billboard. And we had to wait like a month for the billboard to go up, right? Mm-hmm. And we finally got word that the billboard was going up on a day that Todd was in Florida.
Boston.
Oh, he was in Boston. He's a world traveler. I don't know where. So Natalie had to call Todd and was like, because we didn't want anybody to tweet him the billboard. Mm-hmm. So we had to get him there that morning that the billboard came up. So Natalie had to call Todd and was like, you got to get over here, come by. And Todd was like, I'm not flying from Boston. Like, my flight will get there in 2 days. Like, give me 2 more days and I'll be there.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, you need to come now. And then it got to the point where Natalie had to agree to go on a date with Todd.
Well, coincidentally, Todd loves the Ducks,
yeah,
the hockey team. And coincidentally, the Ducks and the Kings, which are two LA rival teams, were playing. It's like the perfect, perfect scenario. Like, I don't know how it could have been any more perfect.
Right.
And I was like, but the Ducks and the Kings are playing. Do you want to go on a date? Yeah. Like, it'd be so
and
cute.
And then Todd fucking booked the flight right away, right back to LA. It was crazy. So it was literally, she went on this date that wasn't even like a real date. It was just to get him here. And then they fell in love at the Ducks game.
Not only
Todd,
did
this is Todd's first time hearing the story.
It wasn't a real date.
I'm like, wait, what happened? What? Not only did I fly home, I missed my original flight and had to book another flight, and I had to do a connecting flight, which took me like 8 hours to get home.
You did it all for love.
Pretty all much, in the Ducks.
Damn, I guess the Ducks. I guess that goes to show, like, persistence is key. Persistency?
Persistency.
Consistency.
Persistency.
Being persistent. You get it, right?
Yeah. He was persistent, not consistent.
What's the difference? Persistence is an annoying version of consistency.
Yeah, you saw the text. Come on, baby.
There's two people who have found love and obviously are going to spend the rest of their lives together. What kind of advice do you have for a guy like David who is still out there? Looking for the right one.
How do you find the right person?
You have to grow up. You have to mature a little bit.
Oh, and Todd does that so well.
I knew you didn't fucking say that.
Adam, you
set him up.
You have to grow up. You have to mature a little bit.
I was going
to
say, why don't you ask
Todd? Todd dressing up as Tyler Joseph from 21 Pilots. 4 Halloweens in a row.
6.
Other than growing up a little, what is it?
Well, I always liked Todd. Like, I was always very attracted to Todd.
Really? Wow, this is so surprising. So always, constantly. Bro, I remember when they first fucking... Dude,
what are you talking about? You're attracted to Todd, Dave.
That's true. Bro, I remember when you guys first started hooking up, Todd was sitting next to you by the fireplace, and I was like turning off the lights of the house or the music or something. And I don't know who I was talking to. I think it was like Zane.
It was Jay.
Oh, you guys know this?
Yeah.
It was Jay, and I was like, it was like 3 a.m. Yeah. And I saw you two sitting by the fireplace, and I was like, yo, Jay, Todd's... still with Natalie. Should I get Todd out of there?
Should I go save her?
And Jay goes, oh, they've been doing this for like months. And I go, oh, what? And I was so surprised. And it like, I don't know, that was the craziest thing to me. I was like, it's been going on for months. And like usually I'm like pretty caught up with everything that's happening in the friend group, especially with you.
Yeah.
And then that was this huge surprise that you and Todd have been hooking up and having a little fling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were the last person I wanted to tell, though.
And you're the first person I wanted to tell.
I know, literally.
Have you ever heard the song Say, Say, Say by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney? So whenever I see Taylor, I say, Tay.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
You never knew. I knew you didn't know. I knew she didn't know.
Taylor's so interesting because she's always trying to, like, do what's best. Like, she's always trying. But she always somehow messes up on accident. I don't know how to put it. Like,
not always. Yeah, always, like, is a strong word.
In, like, a sweet way, she, like, there's always, like, a misstep in some way. So she knows, like, the one thing that I thought was so funny, she told me the other day, she knows that I'm a huge fan of Iron Man, you know, as anybody. So when she first started working here, she wanted to, like, learn more about Iron Man. Mm-hmm. So, like, she was, you know, caught up to all the Iron Man references that I do. Mm-hmm. So she listened to a podcast about Iron Man, a full-on podcast. And she told me she showed me 14 minutes in. 14 minutes in, she realized that it was about the race Iron Man.
And it had nothing
about the triathlon. And it had nothing to do with the character. It was just the Iron Man where you swim, bike, and run. And she's like, once they, like, wouldn't drop the subject about running, I realized that I was in the wrong place.
No, they started talking about cycling, and then I was like, wait. What have I been listening to?
Iron Man doesn't cycle.
And then they're like, yeah, it's crazy that people can do it. And it's like this, they, like, explain the entire race. Like, you run, and then swim.
You run, cycle. You swim, and you cycle. And Taylor found out that was not one of the Avengers.
Tough to do an Iron Man. Tough to be an Avenger. Right, so sort of the same thing.
Ned, I have a question. If we don't find the love of our lives that we're, you know, that we die with, mm-hmm. and we just die single, do you want to be buried together?
I mean, I don't hear I'm dead.
Can I jump in with you guys?
Can I jump in with you guys?
I would love to be buried above ground with you, Natalie and David.
Above ground?
Yeah, above ground in a mausoleum. We've talked about this.
Oh.
Is that your thing? You want to be in a mausoleum?
Yeah, a mausoleum.
Why? So you can walk out of it if you come out of the ground? Oh, so you don't want to be cremated. Jason always says that he wants to be cremated because this is such a good point. He's like, he's scared that when he's dead in, like, 10 years, all of a sudden he'll be born again and he'll have to fucking crawl his way out of the ground.
Wow. That'd be the worst, to be trapped.
If you're cremated, then you're never coming back.
Well,
you're
cremated if I can't afford the mausoleum.
No, that's what he's saying. He's like, he wants to be cremated so his body isn't just sitting there as a whole.
I think cremated would be fun for you guys.
Where do you want us to spread your ashes?
Malibu.
Can I smoke you?
Smoke me, do whatever you want. It's like smoke me up, snort me.
You'd probably be a good high.
Fucking gross.
But that would give you guys a good day. Be like, let's go scatter Jason's ashes and get some fish tacos.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
I smoke with your kids. That'd be funny. Your ashes. I smoke with.
Please don't smoke me with my kids.
I smoke you with your ex-wife, and she's paranoid.
Oh my god.
She's having, like, a really bad experience. True. She's like, it's taking her back to the marriage. I could just feel Jason. I can just feel him disappointing me again.
Oh my god. What did we say the other day when we went to go get ice cream and Jason was like, oh, it's on me. Like, we were, you know, wanted to get out and do something nice and fun. So we all went to the ice cream shop. Oh, yeah. And Jason said it was on him. So he went to go pay. And right as he was about to go pay and give the woman money, he gets, like, some sort of phone call from this lady that he's been waiting all day to get a phone call from and walks away from the cash station. There's other customers trying to get their ice cream now, but she's waiting on Jason. And then I turned to David. David and I are eating our ice cream cones in the back corner of the store, pretending like we don't know who this man is. And I remember I turned to David and I was like, well, I see why Marnie left him.
Oh,
yeah. Is that what you said?
Bro, she said that.
Natalie said that?
I was like, I stopped eating my ice cream, like, and I wiped it away from my chin. I was like, that was fucking brutal. Write that down for the podcast. I thought it was so bad. I was like, I can't believe she said this.
I had lost my phone and I was getting a call from somebody who had found my phone.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, but it's just so funny because, like, in situations like that where there's, like, more than one thing happening for you, it's just like, you panic and it just goes into this, like, I don't know what to do.
Taylor, me too. Like the Iron Man race.
I can only do one thing at a time. It's true. Now I know why Marnie left him. Wow.
We're going back to that?
Wow.
It's funny that she also told the story.
It's funny it came from Natalie.
It's funny that, like, I told her to write that story for me to share.
Yeah.
But she was like, I want to tell Jason. I want to tell Jason how much I hate him myself.
It's one of those stories where it's so funny. I really love it.
Yeah, you should have seen
Even though it's hurtful.
I would have told you in the moment, but you were so stressed out paying for the ice creams and finding your phone.
Last time I bought you motherfuckers ice cream.
Well, you didn't. We actually ended up having to cover the bill.
It was too much for you.
Who do you think will live the longest? out of the four of us.
Taylor's definitely the healthiest out of all.
Who do you think will live the longest?
What the fuck does that mean, dude? You're 94.
Who will be dead? Which three will be dead and which one will be alive?
Out of the four of us.
You don't have to say out of the four of us. You could just say out of the three of you.
We don't know that.
That'd be the easy way to do it.
There might be some regenerative things that happen in the next 20 years I live to 150.
I think the person here, obviously, that's going to live the longest, other than like freak accidents, like no freak accidents, Taylor, for sure. Taylor's got youthful energy, and she has – She doesn't have the burden of like stress. Like there's something about it that she's just like she's stressed, but like, she's so happy go lucky. Maybe it's just an act.
That's a good point.
But like she's just like she has like the child's mind almost where she's just like full of energy. All right, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later. Thank you, Charlie, Dixie, and Jason Ash for being on the
show.
Thank
you, David.
We'll see you guys around. My name is Jeff. Bye. Ever had sex in my bed?
All you do is sleep in your bed. When will we have time to creep in there and have sex in it?
But now
I wouldn't mind.